Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of January 5, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Happy New Year, and welcome back to the 2023-24 bowling season. See below for important information about tournaments and other events in the community. And don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub. But we do not bowl next week. It is Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend. Lane assignments for week 10. Lane 35, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 36, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 37, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 38, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 39, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 40, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 41, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Subs for tonight, Lane 36, Team 3, out Sharon Benton and in Matt Bowers. Holiday cash raffle. We made $600 on the cash raffle. Congratulations to the winners. Miriam Dixon won the first prize. Ricky Scott won second, and the third prize ended up being a donation back to the league. The person who bought that ticket put the league's name on it. So thanks to that donor and everyone else. The Raleigh Outlaws Board of Directors will have a meeting on Saturday, January 20 at 10 a.m. This will be at Sharon's house. Be thinking about a potential fundraiser for the spring. Tournament news. The Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard at 4501 South Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina, 282-209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Registration is $40. A 100% handicap, four-man teams where possible. Deadline for funds and entries is February 8. Send this to the Queen City Cruisers, care of Peggy Washington, 5909 Grove Creek Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28273. Contact Peggy Washington at 704-726-9398 for more details. Outlaws, your entry deadline is Friday, February 2. ABBA National Tournament information for Reno. That's Reno, Nevada. We'll have more details soon about the meeting times, deadlines, etc., but here's the dates and the hotel information. This will be on May 19 through 23 of this year. Hotel will be the Silver Legacy in Reno. Room rate, reading from the contract, $59 per night, single or double. Rates subject to applicable resort fees and governmental room taxes. Daily resort fee of $30 per room plus current occupancy room tax. Rates are also subject to a per room per night mandated tourism surcharge of $3. This ends up making the total room rate approximately $110 per night. There is an available airport shuttle. The cutoff date for reservations is April 19. To make reservations, you can call 800-697-9733, or you can go online to their booking location. The website for booking is reachable via the active link in your email copy of the newsletter. Buffalo Lanes North is participating in a fundraiser for veterans. Bowlers to Veterans Link is the oldest bowling fundraiser for veterans, and it was founded in 1942. The organization provides funds for recreation therapy for veterans and is the official charity of the Pro Bowlers Association. The goal is to raise $7,000 to support the organization, and all of the leagues at Buffalo are challenged to help. The league which donates the most will win food and a bowling ball from Taylor's Mark Pro Shop. Check with the front desk at Buffalo to make a donation. We have received an invitation for a new blind and low vision support group that reads as follows. An invitation has been extended to you for the first meeting of a new and innovative blind and low vision support group in Raleigh, North Carolina. This group aims to be a beacon of support, education, and community for individuals with blindness or low vision. The date is Thursday, January 11. The time is 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The location is Powell Drive Neighborhood Center, 740 Powell Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's what makes this support group special. Engaging activities, educational workshops, social gatherings, peer support, community advocacy. Plus, attendees will have the unique opportunity to participate in naming the group. We would be delighted if you could join us at the first meeting and consider sharing this information within your network. Your expertise and connections in the field can help amplify the reach of this initiative, and together we can make a significant impact. Thank you for your time and consideration. We are excited about the possibilities this support group holds and look forward to potentially collaborating with you for the betterment of the blind and low vision community. There is no need to RSVP. Just come on out and be a part of this empowering experience. Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Winter Meeting. Dear GMSAA members and friends, as president of our association, you are invited to our annual winter meeting. This meeting will be held on January 27 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the GMS campus in the Weathers-Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. At this meeting, several activities of interest will take place. First, we will hold our general business meeting for the purpose of committee reports and any actions that need to be addressed at that time. Second, we will also provide several informational presentations, one of which pertains to an update on online absentee voting for persons who are blind or visually impaired. Third, our Resource Development Committee will host a 50-50 raffle. Therefore, please bring your extra cash to participate in raising funds for the association and for one of you to be able to win the cash. Fourth, there will be food and beverage provided to those in attendance. All we ask is that you make sure that all of your trash is properly disposed of before we depart. Fifth, you will also have an opportunity to pay your annual membership dues or life membership dues and or convention or reunion fees. Lastly, for those that wish to arrive on Friday or Saturday and wish to stay overnight, you are provided with the following information to facilitate your stay. Rooms are available at the Doubletree Hilton located at 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, at a per rate night of $117, which does not include breakfast. Reservations will be made by individuals by February 19th by calling 1-855-610-TREE. And referencing the group name GMSAA or the group code GMS. For those of you who may wish to use paratransportation during your stay, you need to contact 919-996-3459 to secure instructions on the process for that service. It is my recommendation that you contact Go Raleigh Access staff as soon as possible. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me, Ricky Scott, at 919-673-8300 or send me an email to rickyscott09@gmail.com. And planning ahead for August, here's a message from Margaret Carter at GMSAAI. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Carter. I'm the chairperson of the GMSAAI Resource and Development Committee. As of right now, there are two others on the committee, They are Patricia Cooley Duncan and Daryl Eaton. If anyone else is interested in serving, please call me at 919-856-0034. Our main fundraising project for 2014 will be one in which every member of the organization will be able to participate. We are asking that everyone who is a member or a friend of GMS AAI to turn in money representing their age to the community during our Friday night activities and our August reunion convention. I will be 66 years old by then, so I will be turning in $66. You may come up with your own way to raise your money. Sell something, ask for donations from friends and family, or just take it out of your account and turn it in. Please, please take this matter seriously and do your best to support your organization. We now have some recipes that will bowl you over, most certainly. And I think clearly the first one, at least in my mind, will. Pineapple juice cake. The ingredients for this are one 15.25-ounce box of yellow or butter cake mix, 3/4 of a cup of vegetable oil, 3/4 of a cup of pineapple juice, 4 large eggs. For the glaze, you will need 2 cups of powdered sugar, 3/4 of a cup pineapple juice, and 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter. Here are the instructions. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit and grease and flour a 10 to 12 cup Bundt pan. Use an electric mixer to combine the cake mix, vegetable oil, pineapple juice, and eggs in a large bowl. Beat that for about 2 minutes. Pour the batter into the prepared pan. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean and the cake is just starting to pull away from the sides. Allow the cake to start to cool in the pan while you make the glaze. In a small saucepan, combine the powdered sugar, pineapple juice, and butter. Cook over medium-low heat until the butter is melted, stirring frequently. Use a skewer or toothpick to poke holes in the cake. Pour the warm glaze over the cake while it is still in the cake pan. It's going to seem like a lot of glaze, but keep on pouring. Allow it to cool for 15 to 20 more minutes or until the cake is cool and moist, most of the glaze has been absorbed. Then invert the cake onto a serving platter. Delicious. Chicken and wild rice casserole. Sounds very good. Your ingredients, one box of long grain and wild rice mix, like Uncle Ben's. 1 cup of fresh shredded chicken or canned chicken. 1 can of cut green beans, 15 ounces. 1 can of cream of mushroom soup, 10 ounces. 1 teaspoon of onion powder, optional. 1/2 cup of sliced almonds. 1 cup of Ritz crackers, crushed. And 3 tablespoons of melted butter. Here are your instructions. Cook and cube or shred the chicken. Drain the beans. Cook the rice according to the package directions in a pot big enough to mix the casserole. No sense in dirtying up more dishes. Once the rice is cooked, stir in all the other ingredients except the Ritz crackers and butter until this is well combined. Spoon into a pie plate or a casserole dish. Cover the top of the casserole with the crushed Ritz crackers. Pour melted butter evenly over the Ritz crackers. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 to 30 minutes. Or until heated through and bubbly. Serve warm. You can substitute water chestnuts for the almonds if you like, or French fried onions. Add mushrooms or peas and carrots if you want more veggies. Cream of chicken or cream of celery soup would also work. And add a cup of shredded cheese if you would like to as well. Now with that, we have your bowling schedule through the month of February as the final item on the newsletter. You bowl on January 5, the Martin Luther King weekend, January 12 to 15, no bowling. Bowl on January 19 and January 26. Bowl February 2, 9, and 16. And then there's the Charlotte tournament in February And the date is February the 24th. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.